From confusion to chaos to clarity, how do you really build a school or a program without overwhelm? In today's podcast, I'm going to share with you practical steps and mindset shifts that are going to help you navigate the complexities of starting and growing your micro school with confidence. Let's get it. Your dreams are about to take flight. Now is the time to cast aside your fears, your hesitations. No more waiting in the shadows. No more doubts holding you back. No more doing this alone. Your dreams are taking flight, and Micro School Masterminds is here to fuel your journey. It's your time. Your destiny awaits. We are about to soar together into a future of limitless possibilities. You are a micro school pioneer. It is with immense joy and excitement that I announce the grand opening of Micro School Masterminds that will not only help you to start your micro school, but grow your existing micro school by maximizing your time, optimizing your finances, and helping you master your marketing. To those brave souls already navigating the micro school universe, you understand the deep passion and commitment required to provide this truly exceptional educational experience. But oh, the challenge that you may be facing, the stranded feeling of isolation and knowing that this is your first time becoming a CEO. There are so many things that you are learning and that you are wanting to employ, but you cannot do it alone. The endless juggle of the task at hand, becoming an administrator, but also teaching and also wanting to grow what you've already started. We are here together with your time, your marketing, your finances, your planning. Fear no more. Micro School Masterminds is helping to be your guiding light. For those already on this incredible journey, our membership is tailored to maximize your precious time. Imagine having a dedicated space to share your resources, to get the support you need, to collaborate with fellow educators and access expert guidance, advice, videos, and group coaching on marketing, finances, and your time. And for those of you who are hesitant, peering into the world of starting your micro school or your homeschool hybrid program with trepidation, we understand your fears, the legalities, the marketing, the hiring, the space. Where do you even begin? But breathe easy, because Micro School Masterminds provides the roadmap you've been searching for. Our membership offers step-by-step guidance on navigating the legal landscape, crafting effective marketing plans, and even assistance with hiring the perfect team to bring your vision to life. So whether you're a seasoned micro school owner, yearning for more efficiency, or a teacher with a dream and a spark of uncertainty, Micro School Masterminds is your beacon of hope. With us by your side, you'll not only survive, but thrive in the dynamic world of micro schooling and starting your homeschool hybrid. Doors are open, friends. Let's embark on this journey together. Micro School Masterminds, www.teachersletyourlightshine.com/masterminds. We're waiting for you. It's time to let your light shine. Today is the last day for you to receive introductory pricing on our Micro School Masterminds membership. Even if you listen to this episode later, it's still a phenomenal price. But if you want to get in at our groundbreaking founders pricing, introductory pricing, head on over today. April 30th is the last day that you receive our introductory pricing. Don't worry, you're still going to get in at a phenomenal price, but I just want you to know that if you've been sitting on the fence, today is the last day at that pricing. So welcome back to another transformative episode. It's going to be a great episode to get you out of overwhelm. We're going to talk about practical steps, mindset shifts, yikaramba, and navigating the complexities of starting and growing your micro school, because we want you to have clarity, confidence, and ease. Now, let's talk about building a school literally without overwhelm, because it's so cute. My daughter's best friend, her and my daughter, they come to our school after they get out of school. So they go to public high school, they leave, and it's so sweet. I love this. My daughter was so precious. She's like, "Mommy, can I please come to school right after school and help you so that I can earn gas money?" I said, "Yes," because I want her right now. Listen, I was the kid in high school that had two jobs and played all the sports. I want my daughter, times have changed. She goes to a huge high school, 3,000 people. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of things going on in society. I, of course, want my daughter to be able to know what it's like to contribute, to work hard. But I also want her to enjoy her life. I want her to enjoy her teenage years. I want her to enjoy her friendships. I think mental health is extremely important, especially for our high schoolers today, for ourselves today. I want her to, she can work, absolutely, and she's going to work the rest of her life. But right now, she just turned 16. I want her to enjoy her time. I want her to be with her friends. I want her to enjoy her travel volleyball. I want her to keep up with her grades. And I'm just so thankful that she helps me out so much. She comes to the school, helps us close it at the end of the day, helps take my other daughter to the places, has helped free my time up so much. And her friend came to our school, and she was being so sweet with the kids. I go, "Adri, do you want to be a teacher when you grow up?" And she laughed and she's like, "Well, you know, I actually did think about it, but I just cannot do the pay of a teacher." And I go, "Well, that's why you need to build your own school." And she goes, she started laughing. She goes, "Yeah, but that just looked like it's too much work." And we started to laugh. And I thought, you know, she is 16 years old and she thinks it's a lot of work. And I imagine that there are 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 year olds that think it's a lot of work. And while it is so worth it. Financially, mentally, time-wise, purpose, just the longevity of your life. I just really believe in it. I really do. I could go on and on and on forever, but here's the deal. If you're overwhelmed, you're going to feel like it's not worth it. So we need to talk about building a school without overwhelm. And as an educational entrepreneur, the prospect of starting and growing a micro school literally can feel very daunting. Even if you've already started, you might still feel very daunted by the process. You've got to navigate the regulatory requirements. You're thinking about how you're going to design curriculum, how you're going to manage your finances, everything in between. It's very easy to feel overwhelmed. But in this episode, I'm going to talk to you about a process to help you find clarity. And of course, I highly recommend that you get into our micro school masterminds, because we talk about in module 3, clarifying your vision, building from your heart, defining your why. And in there, you can get about an hour long course that I gave you, a 40 page workbook, help you to get some clarity over your vision and help you to really build from your heart and look at the program. We also have some information in there about looking at the legalities. And truthfully, it all starts with you articulating your vision, your mission, your values. What really has inspired you to start? Why do you want to start? What impact do you hope do you have to make on the world? So you have to ground yourself in this purpose and this passion. And that in itself will give you a more clear compass that will guide you through the ups and downs. So first off, we got to build from our heart. We've got to create our vision and why we want to do this. From there, it really does give you this foundation to start creating goals. But a lot of times we create these goals and they just feel so big, like big mountains we have to climb. But we don't climb the mountain just going from jumping from the bottom all the way to the top. No, you take step by step by step. That's what we have to do when we've got these goals. So whether it's marketing, whether it's even just getting your business bundle, which, by the way, whenever you get into Micro School Masterminds, if you don't have your business bundle, you get it at 50% off. That's the lowest we've ever offered it. So remembering that building a micro school is a marathon, it's not a sprint. I talk about this a lot. You can't tackle everything at once. You're going to feel like you need to. You're going to feel like you want to. But you have to focus on one task or one project at a time. And I just told that to my staff the other day. I said, okay, I focused on the open house. That's over. Now I'm focused on open enrollment. And during open enrollment, during this period where we're offering an incentive, I'm focusing on that. Next, I'm focusing on our farmer's market. Next, I'm focusing on hiring. Like, I can only focus on one project at a time. So a lot of times you just don't know what you need to focus on. So we definitely want to focus on the legalities first. Then we want to make sure that we have our finances intact. And we then want to focus on making sure that our mission, our vision, our values are lined up. All of that is in Micro School Masterminds. And of course, we continue to build on through our community, through our resources, through our group coaching every month. It is so important that you are understanding that when you take small, consistent steps, you're making steady progress towards your goals without feeling overwhelmed. You feel like this hit of dopamine, like, yes, I did it. And super important that you're embracing systems and processes. That's in module 4 of our course of Microschool Masterminds, where you start to streamline your workflow, you reduce your stress. You look at module 1 is all about our time and looking at, okay, these are our tasks that I have to complete. When am I going to complete them? When am I going to focus on marketing? When am I going to focus on the things that I need to do to build out our school? How am I going to focus on budgeting? Having systems and managing your time and creating your work blocks, we talk about that in module 1. It's very, very, very advantageous. Helps you be organized, efficient, focused. That helps you to go from chaos to clarity because you're able to automate. Then you're able to delegate because you know, okay, I need to do this, but I can't do it all. So I'm going to ask him or her to help me. It allows you to outsource tasks and it allows you to free up your time and your energy so you can do higher level strategic activities. Maybe it's marketing. Maybe it's meeting with families. And then, of course, we talk about this in the past couple episodes as a growth mindset. Like, we are on a journey here, folks. This is not a one-time wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. This is a journey of learning and growing. We are building a micro school that is a journey of discovering, you're experimenting. You've got to be able to embrace failures for opportunities to learn and to be refined. And also celebrate successes as milestones in progress. So staying very curious, knowing like, okay, I'm not going to get finished with all of this. I'm going to have an open mind. I need to be resilient. There's going to be things that come my way. I'm going to have to be able to navigate that. It really allows you to walk this out step by step by step. And finally, please do not be afraid to ask for help or lean on your support network. You don't have to navigate the complexities of this alone. So reaching out to mentors, advisors, peers, experts that can offer you guidance, advice, support. Please surround yourself with a supportive community of like-minded people who understand that there are challenges, but opportunities of educational entrepreneurship. So as you are implementing these steps, you're going to navigate the complexities. You're going to be able to have more confidence, clarity. When you clarify your vision, you break down those big goals. You embrace more systems, you cultivate a growth mindset, and you lean on your support network, you are truly going to be able to turn chaos into clarity and build a thriving micro school that truly fulfills your vision and serves your community. So don't forget, head on over to Micro School Masterminds. It's teachersletyourlightshine.com/masterminds. Check us out on our Facebook page, Teacher Let Your Light Shine. Check us out on our Facebook group. That's the Teacher Let Your Light Shine Micro School community. And then join our awesome micro school masterminds. We are a pretty amazing group. I mean, super good. It is a joy. The people that are in there, they're just precious. And our community is growing. The conversations are so great. Our group coaching has been phenomenal. Our time together is just precious. And I'm so grateful that you could be there with us. And I cannot wait to see you if you're not there already. It's not too late if you're listening to this episode after April 30th. We're there. We'll always be there. We'll look forward to seeing you soon. And thank you so much for the time that you've invested in yourself and in what you're building for our future.
Your dreams are about to take flight. Now is the time to cast aside your fears, your hesitations. No more waiting in the shadows. No more doubts holding you back. No more doing this alone. Your dreams are taking flight and Micro School Masterminds is here to fuel your journey. It's your time. Your destiny awaits. We are about to soar together into a future of limitless possibilities. You are a micro school pioneer. It is with immense joy and excitement that I announce the grand opening of Micro School Masterminds that will not only help you to start your micro school, but grow your existing micro school by maximizing your time, optimizing your finances, and helping you master your marketing. To those brave souls already navigating the micro school universe, you understand the deep passion and commitment required to provide this truly exceptional educational experience. But oh, the challenge that you may be facing, the stranded feeling of isolation and knowing that this is your first time becoming a CEO. There are so many things that you are learning and that you are wanting to employ, but you cannot do it alone. The endless juggle of the task at hand, becoming an administrator, but also teaching and also wanting to grow what you've already started. We are here together with your time, your marketing, your finances, your planning. Fear no more. Microschool Masterminds is helping to be your guiding light. For those already on this incredible journey, our membership is tailored to maximize your precious time. Imagine having a dedicated space to share your resources, to get the support you need, to collaborate with fellow educators and access expert guidance, advice, videos, and group coaching on marketing, finances, and your time. And for those of you who are hesitant, peering into the world of starting your micro school or your homeschool hybrid program with trepidation, we understand your fears, the legalities, the marketing, the hiring, the space. Where do you even begin? But breathe easy, because Micro School Masterminds provides the roadmap you've been searching for. Our membership offers step-by-step guidance on navigating the legal landscape, crafting effective marketing plans, and even assistance with hiring the perfect team to bring your vision to life. So whether you're a seasoned micro school owner yearning for more efficiency or a teacher with a dream and a spark of uncertainty, Micro School Masterminds is your beacon of hope. With us by your side, you'll not only survive, but thrive in the dynamic world of micro schooling and starting your homeschool hybrid. Doors are open, friends. Let's embark on this journey together. Micro School Masterminds, www.teacherslityourlightshine.com/masterminds. We're waiting for you. It's time to let your light shine.